Guy Code with Ren Osuere.
Welcome to another episode of The Guy Code. I am Ren Osuere. Now, guys, on this episode, we're going to be talking about plate theory, your dating options. Getting right into it, what is plate theory? Plate theory is the idea promoted by pickup artists that males should date as many females as possible at the same time to maximize their chances of success without telling the dates what they are doing. So this is a concept brought forward by Rollo Tomasi, the author of The Rational Male, a very good book. I encourage every one of you to read it in case you haven't had the chance to. So this analogy is, each plate is a different woman you are pursuing. Some fall and break, others stop spinning, others don't spin as fast as you like. So what does this analogy mean? When you are pursuing different women, right? Some may ghost you, some may take time to warm up to you, and some may display some red flags that indicate you two are not compatible. So to increase your chances of success, you spin plates. You meet several of them at the same time. So the essence of plate theory is that a man is as confident and valuable as his options. This is the essence of the abundance mindset. Confidence derived from options. And we all know every woman agrees that confidence is always attractive on a man. This is the essence of plate theory, to really emphasize on the abundance mindset. Because we all know, as we have covered in previous episodes, that one-itis is a very, very tragic thing to have. And when you have the abundance of options, when you know that you have the freedom of choice in the sexual marketplace, you become confident. And this confidence is picked up by women and general individuals, but especially in this context, women. So if you are an average frustrated chap, an AFC or a beta AFC, this principle will solve many of your problems. In fact, any man can use this in different aspects of life, not just women. That a man with options has power. And from these options and sense of power, a natural sense of confidence will manifest itself. We all agree to this. A man with options has power. Right? And we all know money brings about freedom of options, and this makes you confident. So this confidence, right, that is always attractive, that make people attracted to you, the confidence that you display, can be brought about by knowing that you have the freedom of choice. This can be brought about by having options in the sexual marketplace, as well as having resources. Because definitely we want money so that we have freedom, financial freedom. Freedom of what? Freedom to do what? Freedom of choice. That you can do what you want at the time that you want. Ideally, that's the point of being financially free. So having options in the sexual marketplace brings about confidence that you have the freedom of choice. Right? Even competency makes you confident, knowing that you have done the work in self-improvement and the results are evident. So we understand, guys, from this point, we understand that the confidence that is very attractive and will always be attractive can be derived from three things. Number one, options. Number two, resources. And number three, doing the work, right? Just like for those of you who are professionals in your field, you're an expert, you've done the training, you've done the work, you've done the practice. When someone asks you to undertake a project, you are confident that you can do it. Why? Because you know your abilities, you know you have sharpened, you know, your skills, and you're confident that, yes, I can handle this project and can give the results that are needed. So that competency brings out confidence in that space. Now, in this space that we are talking about, plate theory, having options brings about that confidence, right? Also having resources, of course, also brings about that confidence. So lack of options leads to one-itis, which is terrible and prime beta behavior. The cardinal rule of relationships, and guys, I want to you guys to really listen to this point. The cardinal rule of relationships is, in any relationship, the person with the most power is the one who needs the other the least. Let me repeat that. The person with the most power is the one who needs the other the least. This is why we say, engage the woman who likes you, not the one that you like. Because if you desire her more than she desires you, you will put up with behavior you would normally never accept, so as to keep her. Now, this is something I really need to unpack, guys, in this cardinal rule. If she needs you more than you need her, you have the ability to walk away when some red flags are being displayed. But if you are too infatuated with this person, you will be blinded. As they say, quote unquote, love is blind. I don't agree with that. That's infatuation. You should always keep your eyes open and be your authentic self. The things that you will not accept, you should not accept them. And you should not make maybe exceptions just because you're trying to please someone else. You should definitely be authentically yourself. So this rule, although it definitely is very controversial, is that when you're dealing with someone that you really, really want to impress, you will most likely bend over backwards to please them, which is something you should never do, right? So when this other point comes up, is that you should engage the lady who likes you, not the one that you like. The one that likes you will most likely accept you for what you are and what you stand for. The one that you like, now you'll always be in an effort trying to impress them, trying to figure out, am I her best option? How can I show that I'm her best option by what? You could end up becoming a carpet for her where that she can walk around. And definitely you don't want to do that. Right, guys? So guys, there are mannerisms and attitudes women pick up on to identify a man who has options and gives the man value as a commodity to be competed for with other females. Now, this is what some women call, quote unquote, big dick energy, right? You're confident, you display who you are, you're authentically yourself, you don't let anyone, you know, try and change who you are, you speak your mind, you express yourself as you should, you're not insecure about yourself, you're comfortable in your own skin. This is what they call, quote unquote, big dick energy. And they pick up on that. Many people have tried to fake that, and we're going to get into that. But when you have options, when you show that authentic confidence, women pick up on that through the mannerisms and attitude you display. And they will see you as someone to be competed for with other females. So there are men, definitely, as you're listening to me, who maybe you've been told by a lady, or I'm sure you get all the girls, or I'm sure you definitely have a girlfriend, or you're not the kind who would miss having a girlfriend, you know? Those sly comments, now you know what they mean, right? They can identify a man who definitely has options for whatever value that they place on you, whether it's looks, money, status, or charisma, all that. So one of the mannerisms is being cocky and funny, saying witty jokes that display you are not seeking their validation and you are used to dating women of their caliber. Now, this is one of the mannerisms that pickup artists used to coach men to do. Try to be cocky and funny, say something out of the box, you know, unorthodox, that maybe could have been taken the wrong way, but it seems you're not really tied down or attached to their end reaction, right? It doesn't matter what they react to, how they respond to it. You said what was on your mind, and you found that what is worth expressing, and you said what you wanted to say. So when you're cocky and you're funny and you make these witty jokes that many people would probably shy away from in an effort to please and impress the lady, it shows that you're not really attached to the end results. You're not seeking the validation. You're not sorting through your mind thinking, oh, I shouldn't say this because maybe she will, you know, won't like me. Or I shouldn't try and express myself in this way. Maybe she will think I'm this and this kind of person. And there are men who actually do that. Maybe because they have seen this lady that they are very impressed by, and they're thinking, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I will never find a lady as this attractive or this whatever. And now they're trying to walk on eggshells when trying to engage with her. It's a very big mistake, guys. Right? So being cocky and funny is one of the mannerisms women can pick up on to identify, this man is not seeking my validation. Why isn't he seeking my validation like other men tend to seek my validation? Why? Because he's confident that he has options, that maybe he has resources, or that he's competent with the work he has done on himself and he's proud of that, you know? So we all know, guys, that these hot women and these quote-unquote models-like women get a lot of attention from guys, and many guys would bend over backwards to please them. Will you be one of them? I sure hope not. First thing you have to do is please yourself. Because if you try and please her at the expense of your own happiness, it will never end well. And you'll just build more and more resentment for this individual, even if you are able to get them the way you want to get them. The victory will not be sweet. So why do you need plate theory, right? You need plate theory to understand what works for you and satisfies you as far as personality, temperament, and beliefs. Now, for those who are wondering, Rena, why do I need to take on this plate theory and engage with different women at the same time? It sounds like a big hassle. Well, first things first, you need to engage different people to understand what you like, to understand what works for you. There are some ladies who might show certain qualities that you are impressed by at the beginning, then later on it changes for one reason or another, or they just fall back, or they go through another season in your life where, you know, you lose touch. If you are just depending on that this one individual and you're stuck up on them, what happens next? Your relationship life has stalled? I don't think so. I don't think that's right. You should definitely engage different people to understand, what do you like? What kind of qualities will work for you? Maybe even just in a certain season in your life as you are right now. As for those who are looking for long-term relationship as committed in marriage, you'll also find out the qualities that you like in those individuals once you engage different individuals, right? And another reason why you need play theory is that opportunity and options make the man the prize. So when you're engaging this plate theory, you're engaging different women, you understand that you are gifting them with who you are, right? As you experience them, you are gifting them with who you are. They get to experience you. They get to experience your beliefs, your worldview, your frame. So this is very important in understanding that if you are just dealing with one lady that you are really attracted to, you will come off as a point was that you finally get to deal with this quote-unquote trophy person, trophy girlfriend that you put on a pedestal and you want to display her, like, this is what I have achieved to interact with, this is what I've managed to pull. And now what you're doing is that you're living in her worldview, you know? You're not living as your authentic self. You're not displaying your beliefs, your principles, who you are to the world, just so that you can get to experience this person that you feel that you would never experience again, which is very sad. So these are these two reasons that you need plate theory to understand what works for you, and you need to understand that opportunity and options make the man the prize. Also, women understand this. Women understand plate theory. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. How do women understand plate theory? Well, that is why they could friend zone a good guy and deal with a bad boy first. Why will they do that? Because she wants both. The thrill right now and a partner to ensure the safety of her future and the one of her children later. So as we have discussed this plate theory, and you're wondering, oh, is it just something for the guys? You know, will it be wrong to do it on women? Do that? Will they do it on us? They do it on us. Maybe they just don't call it plate theory. You know? Let me repeat again. How do they women understand this plate theory? That is why they call friends on a good guy. For those guys who have been called your husband material, you know, put you at the back end for right now, but they deal with the exciting guy first. Why? Because they want both. They want both experiences. Right now, they're young. They're free. They want to live their best life. So they deal with the exciting guy right now. Later on in life, they want the safe guy because they have gone through that phase. They're used to it. It's out of their system now. They want some safety, security for a family, for a partner, for their children. So this is a form of plate theory, right? As we have said that in even other discussion, there's some ladies who definitely know who's next when they're dating a certain individual. They know for this season, I want this kind of individual. For the next season, I want this other kind of individual. And they will go back to that good guy and say, oh, I'm done with this phase I'm in, whatever they would call it, the whole phase, as it is called right now. And now I want to settle down and have a family. And they're quite honest about it, and they see nothing wrong with it. Why should you see anything wrong with plate theory? So this is what I want to share with you guys on this episode on plate theory, your dating options. I hope I've shared some very valuable insight for you guys. I really appreciate your feedback on my Twitter DMs at GuyCodeKenya. And until next time, guys, we shall talk soon. Bye.
GuyCode with Renan Osware.